is Natalia again. So I'm back for a second episode. And let's just say it has not been such a great week. Being off my meds, I went on an emotional bender, you could say. And I did not do very well. I am gonna be honest now and say, you know, in the last week, because I was in this state of mind where I just did not care. All I wanted was what I wanted, and it was gonna be my way no matter what. And I knew I was not doing good. I knew something was up, but I could not stop myself. I wanted to have fun. I wanted to just feel free the way I was feeling, you know. I felt this high. I mean, I don't do drugs. I do not smoke weed. I do not do coke. I don't take medications that are not prescribed to me. I drink occasionally. However, this last week, it seems like I've been drinking quite a bit too often. And I just didn't care. I mean, I'm a mother of two. However, my children, I don't know if I mentioned in the last episode, they stay with me half of the month, and the other, they are with their father. And they, while they were gone, I guess, while they are gone, I sometimes tend to lose myself. I don't handle being alone very well. Obviously, as I am saying it right now, in these times, we're supposed to be quarantined. And I mean, I've not been going out. I don't go to the stores. I rarely go unless I need something. The only places I have been is to my mother's house, which they've been laid off as well as I have. So they haven't gone anywhere other than for necessities. My grandmother's house, she doesn't leave, she doesn't drive, so actually I do my best to help her get her things. However, I have not been doing the quarantine thing right this last week. I've had people over. No, I have not surpassed the limit of 10 people. That's just not okay. But let's just say that with the very large high feeling that I was in, I'm gonna be honest, I let myself go, and I had maybe, I want to say, 4 or 5 different guys over on different nights. I think one day it was 2 guys at different times, but in the same day. And I mean, I recognize how that sounds. However, I want to bring light to how real this is, you know, how bipolar disorder is affecting me. And I don't know if there's any of you out there. I hope to hear from y'all and know, you know, feel that I'm not alone. Come on, help me out a little. But it's hard for me. It is hard. I mean, I know what I'm doing, and somehow a part of me can't stop myself until I hit that low point. So this morning I woke up feeling quite shameful, quite afraid. My children are coming back this next week, and I have not been doing very well. And a part of me wants to say, let me have their father, who's also been laid off, and these times it's been tough. And I've been thinking about asking him to watch them a little longer, because I'm just not doing well. However, I miss my kids so much. With them around, I feel better. I'm able to control myself. They distract me so much from all these thoughts that I've had, and I can't wait for them to return home. However, with today, even just a few moments ago, twilight, I started having negative thoughts. I started feeling suicidal. And I decided, I can't. I shouldn't be having those thoughts. I mean, I can't stop them from coming, right? They're there. They're there right now. But I am fighting it so, so hard. Because I want to see my babies grow old. I want to teach them how to ride a bike. I want to go and watch them at their school pace and help them out with their projects and all of that. It's hard, very hard sometimes for me, but they are what keep me going. Thanks to my children, it's the only thing that is keeping me strong. If any of y'all out there are going through the same thing, girls, guys, doesn't matter, can y'all please reach out to me? Let's talk things out. Let's see how, what helps you deal with it. This, for me, it's my kids. It's what's giving me the strength. But for everyone else, I know it's different. So I'd like to hear from y'all. And if it's hard for y'all and y'all can't think of something, you know, message me anyway. Reach out to me. And let's talk about it. You know, I am gonna go ahead and say I'm a great listener. Perhaps I don't give the best advice all the time, but I will listen. Also, I'm afraid to give advice, as you know, it's difficult to give advice when you yourself are not well. So if you're listening, reach out to me. Tell me what helps you. Tell me what gives you your strength. Talk to me about your weakness. Talk to me about anything. If you feel like there aren't any other person that can understand what you're going through, reach out to me. I'll be here for as long as I can. And I'll be listening. I'll be reading, however y'all want to reach out to me. And with this episode, I'll also be leaving my contact information, only my email. It is an email that I use specifically for this. So if you want to reach out to me, go ahead. Remember, guys, we're not alone. There's always someone out there that is willing to hear you out, that is willing to lend you their shoulder, willing to reach out to help you get up. Let me be that person to you. So it may also give me some strength as well to keep going. I hope y'all are doing good. Happy Easter to all of y'all that celebrate. Have a wonderful Sunday.